But first up to a new Australian TV series about a very professional criminal who shows how it's done. It's called Mr. In Between, and it's a dark comedy about a hitman who's living in Sydney. It's been more than a decade in the making, as you're about to hear. It was inspired by a TAFE film made more than 10 years ago. Scott Ryan is the star. He's chilling and very funny as the droll killer, Mr. In Between. He's also the writer of the series, though it's directed by Nash Edgerton and produced by Blue Tongue Films. Scott joins me in a moment, but first, here's a taste and a warning. There is some serious swearing coming up in this clip.
Okay, next order of business. Did a mate of yours get bashed recently? A gun deal?
What do you want to know?
I just need to know. Just... tell me.
Maybe.
I've got to ask you, did you bash the guys that ripped off your mate?
Yeah.
Right, so those guys, the ones you bashed, they belong to a crew run by a guy called Davros. And Davros is my son-in-law's brother.
Oops.
Yeah. Hilarious. So... I need you to go sit down with him.
What for?
Because he's fucking pissed.
So?
Mate, this guy's family, okay? I'm asking you a favour here. Please, just sit down with him.
Scott Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, it's more than 10 years ago when we first met. It was at some swanky boutique hotel in the Cross or Darlinghurst in Sydney.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Very nice. Had a lap pool or something.
Yeah,
a miniature one. And you were promoting The Magician, which was this TAFE film that is the inspiration for Mr. In Between.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about The Magician. I mean, that was, as I say, very low budget.
Very, yeah.
But it exceeded expectations in a way.
Oh, look, you know, I remember when I was gearing up to make it and ringing around to try to get equipment and stuff and telling people, you know, I want to make a feature film, I've got $3,000. I want to make it, and I want to get it. I want to get a rough cut, shoot it, $3,000, and they're like, "You're dreaming, mate. You just get your hand off it, and all this kind of stuff." And even, you know, at university, a lot of my lecturers, well, it was a TAFE course at the time, and they were like, "You know, there's no way you can do all that." I remember one of my lecturers. She said, oh, you know, you're going to write it, you're going to direct it, you're going to star in it. She goes, there's no way you can do that. And I said, oh, Woody Allen does it. And she goes, well, you're not Woody Allen. I said, well, how do you know? So, I mean, you know.
It was a mockumentary though, wasn't it?
Yeah,
so
it was.
I guess it was a little easier in a sense. You could fudge some of the...
Look, it had to be a mockumentary, you know what I mean? With the amount of money, and we had no crew. There was no crew, no professional actors. There's no way we could have done anything else.
But, you know, I remember it got a lot of critical acclaim, and I liked the film as well, and we all thought you're onto bigger and better things. Mm. What happened though? Nothing happened, did it?
Oh, virtually nothing happened. You know, the film came out and it didn't really get an audience. It got released in the UK and a small release in the US, and it just didn't do any numbers. And I mean, critically it did quite well, actually, critically, and people seemed to enjoy it, but it just didn't do the numbers. And you know, and then I had the idea for a TV show, and that, you know, that went into development.
This became Mr. In Between.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
How soon were you writing Mr. In Between after The Magician?
Well, before The Magician even came out. So
back
in 2004, I had all these ideas of things that I wanted to do in The Magician but couldn't do because I didn't have any money. So I wrote those down and I thought, okay, I'd like to do that as a TV show. And then a Sydney producer got in contact with me and we started developing it. We started developing it with SBS for a while. And then the lady who was kind of really pushing to make the show left SBS. And then, you know, that fell over. And then I went to the States to do a movie and that fell over. And then I came back here. And then, you know, it was just a matter of a lot of bad experiences and a lot of disappointments that just kind of led me to just giving up.
So how hard was it to walk away from filmmaking, and what did you do?
Well, it was sort of one of those things where I didn't make a conscious decision to walk away. It was just something that just sort of slowly happened. You know, I just kind of just went, right, okay, well, I've got to get a job then. So went and got a 9-to-5. I was delivering pizzas for a little while. Then I started driving cabs, and I did that for a while.
Were you doing that in Melbourne? Or
no, I was actually doing it in country Victoria. Yeah.
So where?
A place called Echuca.
Oh.
Yeah, up on the New South Wales border there, Vic border. So I did that for a while, and, I'd stopped riding, and I just completely just gave up. But Nash was always pushing to make the show. You know,
no, this is Nash Edgerton. Was he a fan from the time of The Magician? Did he see that and contact you then?
Look, without Nash, The Magician would never have ever screened in a cinema. He actually saw I wasn't getting anywhere with the film, so I cut it down to a half-hour version and put that into St Kilda Film Festival because I was desperate, and I was like, well, if this doesn't go anywhere, that's it for me. And he actually was in one of the screenings, and he saw it, and he came up to me afterwards and said, oh, man, I love it, you know. And that's how we got to know each other, and then we recut the film, and he got Michelle Bennett on board, who did Chopper. And so basically he was the driving force behind sort of getting it out there. And the same with this. I mean, I'd given up on it, but he was still having meetings with people in the States and here trying to get it made because he loved the script so much, because he loved the original film so much.
What inspired you to make it? I mean, we've had so many anti-heroes on TV, especially Dexter, Walter White, the killers especially, on from Dexter. We've had, you know, this year, Barry, which is great. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're a fan of that, Killing Eve. Mm-hmm. What is it about serial killers that we love?
I think that's the interesting question, and that's the whole probably point of the show, is to put people in a situation as an audience member where they're looking at somebody and saying, "Gee, I like this guy, but why? Like, what is it about? What does this say about me that I like this person who I really shouldn't like?" And the question is, why do we like these people? Really, you know?
Well, you're a very charismatic guy on screen.
Oh, thank you. But in real life,
but you
not.
Do terrible things.
Yeah, well, you know, they're
you
terrible
put people
things.
In the back of boots, and yeah, you make them dig their own graves.
Yeah,
and
but why do people like characters like this?
Why do they?
That's the question, and hopefully we'll have an answer by the end of by the time we wrap on the show, we'll have an answer to that age-old question.
You can get onto the Hub on Screen website, go to the Hub website, maybe drop us a line or send us an email as we're talking. We might get an answer before the end of this interview. Yeah. I'm going to play another clip. Family is important in this show. As we kind of heard in that first clip I played, here your character is talking to your character's daughter, mm-hmm, about Santa Claus and how he doesn't really exist.
Dad?
Hmm?
Shani told me that he's not real.
How would she know?
Her mum told her. So is he real?
Santa's like a myth.
What's that?
It's like a tradition.
So he is real?
No, he's not, no.
So where do presents come from?
I buy them.
So why'd you lie about that?
Good question. I mean, I don't even know where the whole Santa thing comes from. And what it's got to do with Jesus being born.
Is Jesus real?
Yeah, look, I never met the guy, but possibly.
What about the Easter Bunny?
No.
The Tooth Fairy? The Tooth Fairy's not real either?
Mm-mm.
What about unicorns?
No, unicorns are real.
I'm talking to Scott Ryan, the star and the writer of the new TV series Mr. In Between, which is screening on FX, on Foxtel, about a hitman with a very complicated private life.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the themes of family and what you wanted to explore there.
Well, in the film, originally we only saw Ray at work, so I thought it'd be good to actually see that other side of him where, you know, see him with his daughter, his ex-wife, a girlfriend, so that you get a better picture of, and this is why I wanted to make the show, so you get a more rounded, three-dimensional picture of who this person is.
Well, this is a very middle-aged portrait, really, as well. Yeah. I mean, away from the comedy and the violence, this is about being a middle-aged bloke, I suppose, with things not really in their place at all. Your ducks aren't lined up.
Yeah, it reflects my personal life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about the American release. This is quite unusual because it's already released in America.
Yeah, it actually premiered in the United States about a week before it premiered here in Australia. So which is a bit of a big deal, I think.
Yeah. How did you get that opportunity? I mean, usually they'll take an idea and remake it, won't they?
Yeah, well, that's basically what we figured would happen. We were hoping that they wouldn't. It was a pleasant surprise when they decided to release it over there. So.
Now, I know it's probably not the biggest budget in the world, but you do have much bigger budget than you had with the $3,000 on your TAFE film, The Magician.
Absolutely.
How hard has it been to adjust to a proper budget? Is it harder?
Well, it was still reasonably low budget, but I think it's actually harder to make things. The more money you have, I think the harder it becomes. You know, when you make something for nothing, you can improvise and you can change things, whereas when you have a lot more money and a lot more people involved, it's much harder to change direction and change course because you've got this huge, you know, crew and so on and so forth. So I actually find it harder with more money.
There's some great stunts in the show, though, and it begins with a really spectacular stunt as well. Now, Nash Edgerton and Blue Tongue Films, of course, come out of a kind of stunt background. Mm-hmm. You know, how ambitious could you get even with the sort of meager resources you had? I mean, were you always trying to push the envelope there?
I think so, you know. I mean, yeah, we didn't have a whole lot of money, but luckily we had, you know, Nash with his stunt background definitely served us very, very well.
Someone takes a huge fall in like first 5 minutes.
They do, yeah. It's a big one.
And it's all in long shot, so you see the whole thing. It's not a spoiler to say that that's what happens, but how did you get that done?
Well, we rigged a guy up. He was on like a pulley system with ropes, a stunt man, and you push him over and he falls onto the mats. And yeah, it's pretty full on. Like, it was scary for me to just push the guy, let alone be the one getting pushed. And I don't like heights either. So, you know, it was a pretty full on stunt. Yeah.
All right. Well, different, very, very different from your character on screen. You're actually quite a gentleman face to face, and it's been a pleasure having you on the show on the Hub on Screen. Good luck with Mr. In Between.
Thanks, man.
And go well on hopefully series 2 as well.
Thank you.
That's Scott Ryan, star and writer of the new TV series beginning this week on Fox Showcase. It's called Mr. In Between. It screens Mondays at 8:30 p.m. There's also, of course, the option to catch up on demand. Here's some of the title music from Mental as Anything.